Mount Flat. Nick Cerencioni's team, the head coach from them, who's one of my former assistant coaches, his kids were up for the game. They rolled in to home. We took a little farther ride, but we weren't ready for it. They played a better first half against us. We didn't take advantage of opportunities. I mean, I think the second half, I think, until they were pressing to try to get back in the game, I think I had one shot for the first 25 minutes, but second shot was a goal, and that's stupidity on our side. You know, when we had our opportunities up front, we have an open net, we miss. We have a ball on the sticks, we hit it over. We have a header, and it goes right to the goalie. We didn't really execute well today. Unfortunately, sometimes lucky win, you know, ugly wins count as much as good quality wins, and today was one of those. I mean, I hope we learn from this, because we're still going to have a few more Saturday games during the year, and we have to learn that they can't be. We can't give a team 40 minutes to get ready.
As you said, talk about your former assistant, this squad. I was real impressed with the way they came out.
When you look down to Romeoville, that last year only won one game, and you know, even though you know from the coaching tree, you know, I looked at one of my former assistants who really did a good job of building a program. This is the second team from the DVC that they've lost only 2-1 to. They played Wheaton Warrenville South. At Wheaton Warrenville South, and lost 2-1. They beat us 2-1, and realistically, we had another 4 minutes, and they would have had a tie against us. We find drama. We enjoy scoring games, winning games in the last 5 minutes. West Chicago, we score with 12 seconds left. We score in overtime. Today, we give up another goal, and we play like a fifth gear. It's almost tempting to, you know, take the deficit, but not a too big of a deficit, and hope we can come back and play better. I think we don't have a scoreboard up there, or we lie to them and tell them we're down one goal, then we would play better. But, I mean, we had chances. We just didn't execute. Nick's team did a good job of preventing us at times. It was an ugly win, but a win's a win. Some of our kids are hampered. I think I had three starters that were not playing today, and Mario tried his best at center mid, and you can see he was playing at maybe 60-70%, and with him and Benny Ness being out, and then some. I do want to give credit to two of my guys that came off the bench, Emmanuel Ochoa, number 25, and Roberto Chavez, Peanut, number 2. Both those guys played. They gave us some inspiration in the second half, and that's how we scored the second goal. But one had the assist, the other one had a force to make that shot occur. Josu Martinez, who's been, you know, a little struggling on that defensive side or offensive side, gets a game winner, which is a great thing. But it should have never been that way. But all the credit goes to Romeoville. The Spartans played really well, and they challenged us, and they played with the intensity of their head coach.